repetition of the covenant promises to Abram. And it's at this point in chapter 17 that we're almost exactly in the middle of Abram's story. We noted on Thursday, this is basically the pivot of the story. This is the central part. This is the most important point, in one sense, in this story. This is a watershed moment for Abram, because the terms of the covenant are getting more specific, and God is beginning to move on these promises that he has made to Abram. And that first move begins with the change of names that happens in chapter 17. So Abram goes to Abraham, father of a multitude, and Sarai becomes Sarah. Still a princess, just of a different spelling. And as we noted, he gets much, much more specific and much more concrete with the things that he does. So he has made these promises and he has cut the covenant with Abram already in chapter 15. But here, again, things are getting more specific, more concrete. He makes his promises to Abraham that he will have a son. And then he gives him this sign of the covenant, this command to circumcise himself and all of the males in his household, including new male children on the eighth day. The command is given there. And then God also gives promises. He's still speaking to Abraham, but he gives promises concerning Sarah and Ishmael. So he changes the name. Chapter 17, verse 15, God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her." All right, this is the first time that God has gotten this specific about it. Remember, Sarai was able to hatch this, this cockamamie scheme in chapter 16. That, well, God has promised children to Abram, but he didn't really specify how. I don't know if that's what's going through Sarai's mind here in chapter 16, but for some reason she thinks that her Egyptian servant Hagar would be a suitable substitute. If she just gives Hagar as a second wife to Abram, that's how the promise can be fulfilled. Because at the very least, they doubt that the promise can be fulfilled through Sarai herself. And here in chapter 17, God specifies to Abram, or at this point to Abraham, not only are you going to have a son, you're going to have a son by your wife, Sarah.